The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
It has been all about the Kentucky Wildcats today. Ron Slay, the former Tennessee player, will join us, now a talk show host. We'll get his perspective on the tournament. We'll update you on some of the games that are ongoing as we speak. And Handsome Joe is up next.
Roll Tide, roll, Paul Feinbaum.
Hey, Joe.
And I got to say this. I heard Augie, Paul. And I think we need to stop calling him court reporter. Or he's not even the backup court reporter. He's the backup to the backup court reporter. And I tell you what, he's going to call me dumb. Well, I promise you this, Paul. He'd be washing other dudes' drawers in the big house.
Joe, I've heard you say that before. What's the context of that phrase? It's not a good one, is it?
No, nobody washes other fellas' drawers on purpose. That means somebody done went prison yard on you, is what it means.
So if two guys are in prison and one starts washing the other guy's drawers,
The guy that's getting his drawers washed, he's taking the dude that's doing the washing, he's taking his cookie, Paul, he's taking his coffee, he's taking his cigarettes. He's prison yarding him, Paul. He's prison yarding him. Okay. And I tell you what, Augie needs to swirly out. You know these old-fashioned outhouses? He needs to swirly in one of them right there. And he's talking about legend. Hand up my butt. Hey, legend is the president and CEO of the Black Cat Crew. And Augie is just mad because he's not man enough to make the crew. He's not man enough, Paul. He's not man enough. And he needs slapped. I mean, he's evil. I mean, he tries to talk smart.
He's evil.
But all he does
how is Augie evil?
He's evil, Paul. He comes in here trying to, you know, like, let me tell you this. Joe from Red Bay, he ain't got no sense. I mean, he tries to talk subtly. I mean, that's what evil people do. It's kind of like old lady. The nicer they talk, that's the ones you got to watch out for because they'll stab you in the back. But Augie would be a punk. Augie would be a punk in prison, and he's a punk on the SEC network. He's an embarrassment to the SEC, period. And he even makes LSU look bad, and that's hard to do. I mean, that's hard to do. But another thing, Paul, who would have thought that Alabama may actually make it further in the playoffs than Kentucky?
Well, don't get carried away here. Game's not over yet.
That's true. Hey, I don't expect them to do. I don't expect them to do real well, Paul. I don't. But Kentucky, I had them picked to be in the Final Four. I mean, that surprised me. So I kind of know how they feel because of what we just went through with Georgia. But at least we've made it to the championship game. But to get put to it at the first round in the playoff, that's pretty bad. I mean, that one's stinging the Kentucky fans. But Augie, I'm gonna tell you this one time, brother. And you better take heed.
Hold on a second,
don't
Joe. Are you sure you want to go down this road with Augie?
Well, sure I will, Paul. There ain't a man on this world that you've seen me. I'm not a big guy. But there ain't a man on this world that I'm scared of, and I wouldn't even call Augie a man.
Yeah,
he's
Joe. Hold on, Joe. Bear with me for a second because I want Augie wants to say something to you, and we won't belabor the point here. But let's. I think Augie's on with you now. Go right ahead, Augie. Augie, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me, Paul?
Paul, Augie's scared. Augie is scared.
I'm on the phone. Can you hear me?
Augie, you are on now with Joe.
Can you hear me, Paul?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to say this, Joe. You know, life is full of disappointments, my friend. Just ask your parents.
Wow, that was
a... Hey, by the way, I did ask my parents. You know what my parents told me?
Hold on a second.
Hey, they're owing you somebody you don't want to be like
Joe,
because
Joe, you have to stop for a second.
Son of a woman that should have stayed a virgin.
Joe, the referee,
the son of a woman that should have stayed a virgin.
Jeffrey, it's a mandatory 10 count, so you can get up after that.
Hey, Augie's a punk. His mom ought to stay a virgin, Paul. Augie is trash. He's garbage, Paul. And I don't even want to waste a minute of time with this freaking dog foot liquor. I mean, he's a toilet bowl flushing right out of the damn outhouse, Augie. You're garbage. You're garbage. And you're the biggest disappointment there's ever been on the face of the earth. You're a punk. You wear panties, Augie. You're a panty boy. You're a panty boy. Wash my underwear, you dang. You dang cow.
Has anyone in the history of this show ever told the other guy, wash my underwear? I mean, what's going on here?
It's the first time I've ever heard.
Watch my drawers, Augie, and fall with them, you damn dummy, you freaking moron. You're dumber than dirt, and you're just jealous because Evan don't like you. I don't know anybody that likes you unless you talk to them over Twitter. You're garbage. You're nothing but trash. You're trash, Augie. Kiss my foot, Augie. You're garbage.
Joe, we have to let Augie respond. This is the Queens of Mark.
But he attacked me first. He attacked me first, Paul.
Augie, it's your turn to talk.
I said when Joe is proof that evolution can go in reverse. And you know when Joe's parents dropped him off at school, they got a fine for littering. Woo! Black hat, baby. Black hat. You know, if I gave Joe a picture,
you're cow crap, you piece of crap. You're cow crap, Augie. Nobody cares what your opinion, mate. And you're just jealous. You're jealous, you little underwear washing boy. You're little underwear washing boy. And that's all you're ever going to be. Court reporter, you're a backup to the court reporter.
There ain't no way I'd ever want you in my attorney.
I'd be in jail for life. You're ignorant. You're fucking ignorant.
Okay, that's it. The game's over.
Joe melted down.
I'm a big fan of Joe from Red Bay, but I would say he was woefully outclassed there. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get some expert commentary here from Jim.
Well, all I can say, you're right. He's outclassed by a four-year-old like Maddie. But I got to say this. Old psychopathic redneck Joe is a dumbass that surpasses all dumbasses. He's dumb. I mean, Augie is right. That guy, Augie has got some intelligence. Joe ain't got no intelligence. Zero. He's a dummy. And you talking about evil, that's an evil old man. Evil, lying, scummy old man. That's all I got for you, old Joe. You ain't no handsome about you, Joe. You ugly as hell. Ugly. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jim. That was pretty good commentary. Let's get some more here from Red Dog.
Is Jim bipolar? Because 1 minute he's friends with Legend, 1 minute he loves Joe from Red Bay. And, you know, Joe really can't say anything about attorneys or Legend, for that matter. Listen to this, Legend, because you don't have any experience with attorneys other than the court-appointed attorney. They appointed you when you went to court. Augie's a real attorney. So I'm just telling you, buddy, soap on the rope, man. And, hey, Paul, am I leading this contest today?
I don't know yet.
Am I leading the poll?
We'll have to let me.
You know, it's kind of like Georgia kicking Alabama.
So many brackets to keep up with.
The punches just keep on
rolling. Red Dog, you are currently you're currently ahead of John from Louisville, according to our count.
Don't you go rigging the poll? Go rigging the poll, Paul.
We don't do that kind of thing.
Don't do no second 26 on me. All right.
We do not do that. At least not at this point in the contest.
I'm looking forward to that next. If I get to. Get the Legend, I will make sure I don't bend over in front of him.
There's no way you won't face Legend, I can assure you.
Well, I can tell you right now, if I face Legend, I'm not in the same cell as that guy, nor am I grabbing the soap on the floor. I'm Shawshank Redemption. I'm running for the hills. So I may not even show up.
I don't blame you, by the way. That's all right.
See you, Paul.
Thank you. Wow. Yeah, I Joe could be suspended after that call. He went over the line, so I'm waiting for the official review from the boys in the booth, which probably will take an hour and a half the way things are going. Yeah, Joe is because of something Joe said, and I'm hoping nobody else heard it. Joe could be DQ'd from the contest. So I'm trying to see where Joe. Yeah, well, we may just let him continue on regardless of our rules. Let's take a short break. Coming back with much, much more.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
And we've talked a lot of basketball this afternoon about what happened last night. We spent so much time talking about Kentucky, we failed to mention that Tennessee moves on after a brilliant game. Former Tennessee player Ron Slay, now a talk show host in Nashville, joining us now. Ron, it's great to have you on the program, and we hope you're doing well and can't wait to get your thoughts on the tournament.
Man, I'm doing good, Paul, man. I appreciate you having me on. Man, I've been listening to your show, and I don't know if I can follow up with your two guests was going back and forth about. I don't know if me and you can get into it. We gotta leave that alone.
I would never try that, but I'm thrilled you're on. And before we get to the big story of the day, which was Kentucky, I'm curious about your thoughts on the Vols, and you know, not only how well they played yesterday, but what you see coming this weekend in a huge game and the rest of the way.
Yeah, man, I look at Tennessee and see exactly what they're doing. And the biggest thing I take from it, Paul, is consistency. You know, you get a young group like you do with Kennedy Chandler and then Zakai Ziegler coming off the bench and able to give good quality minutes as a freshman. Also, you get the leadership of Josiah Jordan-James and Fulkerson being able to come back, and you mix all that up into a pot, man, with Santi Vescovi, the way he's playing. And ever since that Texas game that they played at Texas, they lost the game, had an opportunity to win it at the end. Josiah missed the open three. They found a way. You look at that game, they were down 20. And they battled and scratched and clawed and got back in it with their defense. And I think they took that momentum from that game and used that as their calling card. Defense is now their calling card. I think they understand that. Not only is that for home, that is for away. And you can take that anywhere with you. They've done that. You saw it leading up to the SEC tournament, and then throughout the SEC tournament, playing some really good teams and some hot teams at the time with Texas A&M, who should have been in the tournament. But outside of that, they carried that into the first round and handled exactly what they were supposed to do. So I think Coach Barnes really got through to these guys. These guys play with a different level of love and respect for each other. And that right there, that's a recipe for a lot of rewards down the stretch.
How do you think the matchup looks like tomorrow against Michigan? Certainly Tennessee the favorite.
Yeah, but Michigan is a very talented team. You know, they're young as well, especially if you take Devontae Jones out of it. If he can't bounce back from the concussion and has to stay at home and can't play, they got a big-time lift in the young kid, Frankie Collins, who came in and went 6 or 7. But everything centers around Hunter Dickinson. You know, if you can get him and kind of get him in foul trouble, get him playing away from the basket more so than close, and a lot of times, let's put him in an uncomfortable situation. You know, and when you got him away from the basket, that to me is uncomfortable. He was able to dominate yesterday and get those guys back into the game against Colorado State because he just powered his way. You know, he opened up the boom boom room, which is in the paint, and he locked them in down there. Couldn't nobody run, couldn't nobody hide. They had to deal with him. And I think, man, the way Tennessee's front court is playing right now, throwing different bodies at them, you got a rim protector coming in they do. You got a big paint protector in Euros. Plasevich, he's playing well. Fulkerson is a wiry kid with a lot of savvy. Plus, he's got a lot of veteran status, you know, coming there for 6 years. So, and then you make up with a guy, Olivier Cumwa, that went down early in the season. And you throw different looks at Hunter. Michigan is top-heavy. So if you can get them in foul trouble and they have to go depend on their bench, and you put some of those guys in situations that they haven't been in, that they're not relying on, I think you run away with this game and you win about 10 or more.
Ron Slay, the former Vol, now talk show host in Nashville. Ron, let me get your thoughts on what happened last night. All afternoon long, I'm sure you talked about it earlier, the Wildcat fans have been beside themselves. Your thought from a basketball standpoint about where this program is, and especially John Calipari, who we all know is a Hall of Fame coach, but he's come under a barrage of criticism today.
Yeah, man. You know what? And I'm not here to pour the salt in the wound and stir the pot, but since that's our rivalry, I think I will. Now, let me tell you this, Paul. I've been out here, man. I've been out here all day long, man. It's kitty cats running all around my neighborhood. I'm trying to shoo them back towards the interstate to get them back up to Lexington, get some of that Kentucky whiskey, and maybe put some of that in their milk, man, and try to figure it out. Because I'm telling you right now, I told them when they blew Tennessee out in Rupp Arena, RIP to Joe B. Hall, man. It was a lot going on in that arena that night, and boy, Kentucky came to play. After that moment right there, it was a wake-up call. Y'all had to come back to Rocky Top. Then everybody said, we'll see them again, like Rick Barnes was scared. But, okay, let me take that off. Now let me put my analyst hat on. I believe, man, when Wheeler went down early in the season for Kentucky, it gave Tashaun Washington the opportunity to play more point guard. They went through a two-game stretch where I believe he set the a game record with assists, if I'm not mistaken, and really had that team flowing. Grady was really getting a lot of shots, really getting to play a lot off the ball, and sometimes getting to handle the ball in situations where it's a 3-on-2, they were pushing the ball ahead better. So when they brought Wheeler back, and this is no knock to Wheeler, Wheeler is a really good point guard when it comes to distributing the ball and pushing the pace, but you don't have to defend him the same way. So you can help off more and crowd the paint and just guard one shooter because he's not a good guy as far as kicking the ball out. He's a guy good at dropping it off. So I thought that dynamic with Calipari, I think it got mixed up a little bit. And I would have moved Wheeler to the second string. But with that happening, man, I don't know where this program goes, man, because next year they have a really good class coming in again. You know, last year we gave him a pass saying, you know, he didn't have the veteran group and this, that, and the other. So he had a couple of kids come back. You got better recruits coming in for this year. You got Wheeler coming in. You got Shebue coming in, who is a dominant force from West Virginia. And do you come up short like this again? So you make all the excuses for him. Looking ahead, you got another great class. A kid coming in from Oak Hill, Chris I think it's Chris Johnson. I forget his name. But he's a dominant factor. Sky Clark, the young phenom, just took his name out of the hat and decommitted to open his recruiting back up. So something's not right. And I don't know how warm that seat gets, but it sure is not going to cool off with Kenny Payne just taking the job up at Louisville, knowing the way he recruits. So I don't know what Cal's going to do. I think the nation has caught up with him when it started to do the one and done and everybody getting a little bit more parity. And now with the NIL market coming in, it's really no reason to have to go to the blue blood schools if you're trying to get paid and to go to school and get on the front on the big stage. It's just different now, man. And I think that's why you see a lot of these big-time coaches kind of bowing out because it's a different game nowadays.
So interesting to hear you say that because, you know, it is a changing of the guard. You got Krzyzewski gone. He's in his mid-70s. Boeheim's older than that. Roy Williams last year. There are, you know, Rick Barnes is not young, but you know, you don't really think about Rick Barnes because he's rejuvenated mm-hmm. his career. He's rebranded himself.
Yep. And you look at that, Paul, and what you got to look at also is what's happening on this coaching staff. Rick Barnes' coaching staff continues to turn over, and not only is it turning over and having good success, but they're getting younger. He just brought a young guy in, Coach Rod Clark from Austin Peay. And you may say, Austin Peay, oh, my gosh, what are you going to do coaching there? But it's about the ties that they have coming right. into it. You got a lot of guys with ties to grassroots programs that's helping with recruiting. And then you continue to be yourself, and you let your assistant coaches do the job as far as mending relationships and things of that nature. I'm not sure if they got that up there at Kentucky anymore. He had a lot of turnover, Coach Cal did, on his coaching staff, but his replacements didn't do the same thing. You see Rob Lanier walk away to Georgia State. You see Desmond Oliver walk away to, I just went blank, East Tennessee State University.
Right.
And then you see Kim English, he go to George Mason. But you replace those guys with Gainey, Coach Gainey, that played at in North Carolina State. Then you bring a Rod Clark in. Mike Schwartz just got the job at ECU. So, I mean, as long as that's a constant turnover and you're still able to be yourself, but you're still able to have the connection to the kids, it's totally different, man. It is totally different what's going on up there at Rocky Top. And it's a good energy. And I think the biggest thing is he's able to get his guys to buy in with not just one-and-done pieces, but also foundational pieces. So when you add the Kennedy Chandler like that, and maybe he is one-and-done, then what do you replace him with? Oh, you got Zakai Ziegler coming off the bench. That's a four-year guy, you know. So I mean, that's it, man. You got to get the turnover. You got to get those relationships. I'm not sure if guys, when I say guys, coaches that are old school still have that cachet to be able to relate to these younger kids the way they wanted to, and coach with a heavy hand, as Rick Barnes is able to do.
Great stuff. Ron, it's so good to have you on the program. We must do this again. You be well. Congratulations on your success in the radio scene in Nashville. And it was great to hear your perspective.
No doubt. Hey, Paul, let me just say real quick before we go, man. All you kitty cats, if you're outside and all the listeners, if you hear kitty cats outside, don't fret. Do not panic. They are lost and are astray right now. Don't worry about them. They'll soon find their way back up north of Tennessee and get to Lexington. Now, that's the ball in me. Go Balls!
Ron Slay, you don't need a program to realize he played at Tennessee. Ron, you be well. Take care of yourself.
Lock the door, Paul.
That was fantastic. We'll take a break. We'll update you on Alabama and Notre Dame. That's about to go to final. And if you're an Alabama fan, you do not like the prospects of losing to Notre Dame.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's a final. Alabama has lost to Notre Dame. Been a long time since that was uttered. And they lost badly. A 14-point loss, an upset. Notre Dame was the 11th seed. They had to play in. Alabama, the 6th seed, coming off of, after that brilliant season last year when they won the tournament. And the regular season made it to the Sweet 16. Alabama loses again. Four straight loss. Just an absolutely terrible end of the season for Alabama and Nate Oates. Let's get back to wait, one more thing before we go to the calls. Update from the Feinbaum bracket. Legend has destroyed Matt from San Antonio. We believe it's by the biggest percentage, biggest margin of the tournament. Not a big surprise, really. Red Dog has dusted off John from Louisville. Andre from Atlanta has knocked off Trey from Tuscaloosa. And finally, Larry and Shelby out beer canned Swami from Tennessee. So this is the bracket. We got a legend Red Dog matchup. I don't know if that can get much better. Andre and Larry at the bottom of the bracket. So that's a pretty good matchup. It's been very exciting today as Legend and Red Dog, another Alabama-Georgia matchup. Back to the calls, and someone who, of course, is still alive because he was a number one seed, I-Man, is up next.
Good afternoon, Paul Feinbaum. How's it going? How about them Auburn Tigers, number two seeded Auburn Tigers advancing? Man, I just got through watching the Alabama game. The last two Alabama men's sports, they were involved in tournaments, they got their ass whipped. But we won't talk about that. They did go to Sweet 16 last year and had a great year last year. They won the SEC. I like the way you kind of preempted all that to get to a 14-point loss today. But that's okay. That's the way it works.
Hey, I am paid to build up Alabama. You know that.
Yeah, that's right. With all that information in your head, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if Paul Feinbaum says he was sitting in the baseball field 35 years ago at 345 XYZ, hit a home run, you better take it to the bank because he's got that photographic memory. Yeah, it's interesting. And you know, you look at the brackets and they panned out like I thought they would today. And, it's going to be interesting. Going to be quite a little tournament you got going on there.
There's interesting. Speaking of brackets, ESPN has the bracket contest. There were 17.3 million brackets filled out. There are four perfect brackets left.
Wow.
Kentucky is responsible for a lot of that carnage.
And Alabama, too.
Well, Alabama.
Because I know everybody picked
Alabama. Expected to
go
do
long
all
way.
That much.
Oh, sure they were. I mean, as big as the Alabama fan base is, they're probably a million there. Just busted to hell.
Hey, you've got Bama Nick next in the collar bracket based on you will see him in round two.
Oh, yeah. And you know, that's okay. It is what it is. I mean, Bama Nick, be sure and get 50-year your friends over there at the bar and at Mommer's in your living room.
Bama Nick is currently on hold, and he's been on hold for 47 days.
47 days, that's about right. I got three bathrooms and a swimming pool and a big house. You know, I was listening, and we were talking a couple of days ago, and I think Jim proved the fact that he is a stalker and he's a natural-born pathological liar, and he has been for 77 years. What do you think happened? Do you think it was when the doctor slapped his ass or when he dropped him that changed Jim's life? That was the injury, right? Is that the injury that we're talking about? When the doctor grabbed that little feller by them ankles and in between them knuckles of his, and he reared back and he slapped both cheeks of that little ass, and he hollered and he screamed, "Paul Feinbaum, save me!"
Yeah, between the slapping
Paul.
The backside and the washing of drawers today, I'm a little concerned about the health and well-being of the show.
No, you're doing good. I mean, this is the good old days, remember? These are the great old days. I mean, you got Jim coming in happy again. But when you quit, Paul, what does that normally mean? It means you pick up your stuff kind of like Steve Martin in The Jerk. That's who Jim is. He comes back, he grabs a lamp, he grabs a pillow. This is all I need. This is all I need. Then he comes back and grabs one shoe, not both of them. This is all I need. And then he has to come back. And he just acts like nothing has ever happened. And he talks to you like nothing. This guy is a Wunderlicher, Paul, and he's been a Wunderlicher for... There ain't enough damn sand in Saudi Arabia to make glass that Jim can't lick through. You hear what I'm telling you? Bulletproof glass. Jim will lick through it. As always, Paul, or Dan Nickel, you have a great weekend.
Okay, we do have some breaking news. The committee has reviewed Joe from Red Bay's call, and... He is not going to be suspended, so he will live on. It was a close call, though. Mark is up next in Virginia. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Paul. How you doing? Hey, I'm the dude that wore the houndstooth hat and a Vol fan, so I got to say the Vols are still in it for the SEC.
Yes.
You talk about suspending somebody from the bracket. If Jim... for the umpteenth time is no longer going to call in, why don't you consider suspending him? He'll probably call back in, give you some good calls. And then on Augie, so, you know, I keep hearing the debate about is Augie a paralegal or a lawyer, but today he said something really absurd when he didn't realize that Nick Saban's already neck deep in the NIL with Bryce Young. Did he say last year that Bryce Young was getting like $1 million deal? But lawyers are supposed to remember that.
I think Augie is trying to will Nick Saban to retirement by saying what he did.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. I mean, you know, if you're a lawyer, you got to will somebody to try to come to your point of view and not make your point. So, anyway, go Vols. Love the show, and I'll turn it back.
Thank you very much. Davis is in Wisconsin. Good afternoon to you. Hello, Davis.
Yes, sir. Wow. No disrespect to Kentucky. I once got off a train just to slam dunk so I could say I did it in the bluegrass state. And Oscar Tshiebwe is the best player ever since Larry Smith at Elkhorn State. But, Paul, in 1913, Upset won the Kentucky Derby. 1981, Chaminade beat Hawaii. Last night, St. Peter's beat Kentucky. Am I missing anything in history of a big upset?
Yeah, I think you're missing UMBK or whatever, or BC beating Virginia 4 years ago first time a number one seed has ever gone down.
Yeah, Tony Bennett, he's up here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. He played, his father.
First, what I always thought was great about that, Davis, is that the next year they won the whole championship. So it was.
Yes, sir.
I think they'll handle that. But those are some big upsets. I didn't remember the Kentucky Derby in 1913.
Well, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you. How did this guy remember the Kentucky Derby? And that would mean he's 100 and – or maybe he just
maybe he's a leprechaun.
Yeah. Well, we made it to the end of the week. Appreciate you being a part of the show. We will see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.